Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we got Ray McGovern coming up in the next segment, high-level CIA analyst talking about government staged terror. Lieberman, latest to pitch for new terror attack, says it'll really help John McCain, says it'll, if it's Barack Obama, the terrorists are going to attack to test him. He talked about the first World Trade Center attack. Now, this was a CBS News piece you're about to hear. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and the article that Paul Watson wrote, and you can watch the clip there. And Dan Rather, now this is how they report an incredible news story and then do it dryly where you don't realize what you're seeing. We've interviewed the lawyers. We've played some of the tapes on air. It was in the New York Times at the time. The FBI went out, found Muslims. They found two guys on welfare who were low-grade retarded, 75 IQs. They found a blind cleric, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman, over a pizza parlor. And they paid him a bunch of money, and they hired Egyptian security intelligence people and told them, we're going to cook a fake bomb and sting them. And then they told him, make him a real bomb. And they said, I don't want to do that. And they said, you're under orders. So they made him a real bomb, and then they trained him how to drive and park it and blow it up. So that's provocateur. And that's a fact. The government did that. I mean, they went out and whole cloth found the groups and did it. Kind of like they tried to get black street kids to blow up the FBI building in Miami. I mean, out of whole cloth. Or the Bum Steer Award in 98 in Texas and Texas Monthly, where the FBI created a Klan group. Literally, two Klan guys and their wives who were such alcoholics they couldn't even pay for their trailer bills out by Fort Worth and so drunk they could hardly get out of bed. And the FBI guy made a black powder bottle bomb and had them talk about attacking the White House and a chemical plant with it. It was deadly Klan attack. They were planning to kill everyone. Let's go ahead and play part of this newscast. Listen to it.
Last winter, the FBI was praised for its speed in cracking the case of the World Trade Center bombing and bringing four suspects to trial. Now, there is some evidence that the FBI may have known of the plot in advance through an informant and might even have stopped the bombing that killed six people. Correspondent Jacqueline Adams has the story.
FBI agents might have been able to prevent last February's deadly explosion at New York's World Trade Center.
All right, stop right there. Might have been able to stop. And then they calmly report, oh, by the way, they ordered the guy to build a real bomb. The way they say it is they go, and they could have replaced it with non-explosive materials. No. They built the bomb and told them to do it with real materials. The way that's implied, you have the transcripts and the admissions, they made the bomb. But the way that's implied, the way they spin that, without lying, you'd think, oh, they didn't make that bomb. They just could have replaced it. Back to the tape.
Last February's deadly explosion at New York's World Trade Center. They discussed secretly substituting harmless powder for the explosives, but they didn't, according to the FBI's own informant, Imad Salem. Unbeknownst to the FBI at the time, Salem recorded
Stop right there. That is pure bull. In the transcripts, he went and recorded them. He thought they were setting him up, which no doubt they do. They get Arab agents who think they're going after terrorists and then set them up. Because they need a real intelligence officer, somebody who looks like they could do it, not two retarded street kids. Okay? And so he went in and recorded hours. One recording was 9 hours saying, you made me build a real bomb. You gave me a real detonator. I'm not stupid. Why aren't you busting him? But see, they just lied right there. You can read the transcripts of the tapes. They're online. They just lied and spun that to where, oh, the FBI didn't know. Oh, Shalom. Go ahead and play it. Unbelievable.
Unbeknownst to the FBI at the time, Salem recorded many of his conversations with his handlers.
I'm holding 903 pages of draft transcripts.
William Consular represents Sheikh Omar Abd al-Rahman and several others.
Later I'm going to play the whole thing and decipher it. It's just, look, they provocateur the attacks, or they stage them. Okay? Get that straight. Haaretz reports, Jerusalem Post reports, that a lot of the terror attacks in Israel are done by the government. That's not me. That's Israel admitting. Okay, the government's staging this stuff.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calbend Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbend Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbend Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We had him on last week. He's back with us again. I really appreciate him spending this much time with us. It's precious time. Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. gave the morning briefings. Highly respected. Heads up, a veteran intelligence analyst for Sanity. Everything he's talked about has come true or happened. He's been right all along. He's confronted, famously, Donald Rumsfeld about his lying, about saying the WMDs were in Iraq and then saying he never said that. He has just done so much. He's been arrested for protesting in America without a license, like this is the old Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. And he's also battling lymphomic cancer right now. So, again, we're very thankful for him. He'll be with us for the next hour. At the bottom of the hour, just on Iraq or what's happening with Iran, you know, those are the main subjects we're talking about today. Or you can bring up 9/11 or government-sponsored staged events, whatever. But just on those main issues, 1-800-259-9231. Going to Ray McGovern. Mr. McGovern, a lot has happened since you were on with us a week ago.
Yeah, things are moving very fast, Alex, and not in the right direction.
And that's why I appreciate you coming on. You know the time is short. They're wanting to attack Iran, as you've said. Kind of repeat the basics of where we sit, and then I wanted to give you more time to flesh out what we're dealing with and just things that Ray McGovern thinks is most important. Then I want to look at the deteriorating situation, not just in Iraq, but also in Afghanistan, and then all these neocons, Lieberman, speech writers, columnists saying terror attacks would sure be great. I mean, it's really getting obvious here. These guys are acting crazier and crazier, which is cause for more alarm. So it's just whatever Ray McGovern thinks is most important, and this is a sizable audience, how you think we may have some chance in hell of turning this around.
Well, Alex, let me pick up on your mention of the terrorist event that could help John McCain. You know, if you look beyond the outrageous nature of that remark, one has to conclude that the Republican Party is convinced, and most people would suggest, that were there to be such a terrorist event wherever, that McCain would profit more from it than Obama, certainly. For the same reasons that Bush was able to use the scare tactic to get reelected. So I'd just like to draw an analogy there between that truism, namely that some sort of event like that would help McCain, to the notion that here's McCain in September, let us say, and he's just as far behind in September as he is now, maybe even farther behind. And they need something to juice up his candidacy, some new event. And for that and for other reasons, an attack on Iran. Now, if a terrorist event helps John McCain's chances, then these rather desperate people running the campaign for McCain might well conclude that, a wider war. Certainly, that would double down. That would certainly help us, because who wants to elect an inexperienced person, not familiar with war? So, that's part of the perfect storm that I see coming in September and October, where General Petraeus takes charge of CENTCOM, the command overseeing that part of the world. Petraeus and Cheney having a long record of working together very closely, to the point of Petraeus actually saying bald-faced lies with respect to Iranian-provided weaponry. And so you've got all that coming together at a time when it looks like McCain needs something desperate, some deus ex machina, something out of heaven to improve his chances. Now, the problem is that... the main problem, as I see it, Alex, is that there's been a sea change in our body politic here, and that is that we no longer have a free media. And that's where you and I come in our attempts to spread some truth around. The problem is the American people have been sold a bill of goods that Iran is some sort of a threat to all of us, a threat to Israel, and by extension to all of us, and they don't know the basics. They don't know, for example, that 16... That's all of them. 16 intelligence agencies in the U.S. government concluded late last year, just at about this time, that that Iran had ceased working on the nuclear weapons-related part of its nuclear program, and that they had not they had ceased doing that in mid-2003, and they had not resumed doing that as of mid-year last year when the estimate went to bed. Now, it may be, it certainly is, that Cheney and the president didn't like that conclusion. Certainly they were saying the opposite when they knew the estimate was going to come out that way. But now that they've totally dissed the estimate, they act as though they never heard about it. And that is the major indignity that I see as a former intelligence officer. If they're going to say that those judgments are wrong, well, it seems to me the burden of proof is upon them to say, what information have we gotten in since late last year?
Plus, they've been discredited as congenital manufacturers of evidence and liars. It's not like they were just wrong about Iraq. They knew it was a fraud.
Exactly, yeah. And so one wonders, could they perpetrate yet another godforsaken war, this time on Iran, with the support of the American people? Well, unfortunately, the American people are very ill-informed. The American Congress, who sees its role as a defender as much of Israel as of the United States, is hell-bent and determined to cooperate with the Bush regime here, and to the point of passing legislation advocating a blockade of Iran, an act of war, okay?
Well, so, can we look at other nations? What do you think, with Gordon Brown, England's going to do if this happens?
The English have been an incredible disappointment to me. I would have expected that after the incredible performance of Tony Blair, that Gordon Brown would be more sensible. But I see no evidence of that. And I see them sort of going along as our poodle, as they chose to do during the Blair regime.
And now they put Sarkozy in, so it looks to me like they're lining up their ducks. There's a commitment. Israel itself, why does Israel, when they just lost in Lebanon, against, what would you say, sir, 1/120th of the force the Iranians have or less? I mean, if they can't beat a few guys with rocket launchers, how are they going to beat Iran? I mean, what's going on with Israel with swirling corruption and bizarre shootings on the tarmac with Sarkozy? I mean, this is really getting foggy.
Well, we're talking, it's hard to talk about Israel generically because a right-wing extremist group is ruling that country, just as is the case here in the United States. But this right-wing extremist group would have us believe that it feels incredibly threatened by Iran. Now, that requires a mental gymnastic because Israel has between 200 and 300 nuclear weapons deliverable by sea, underwater, missile and bomber, and Iran has none. And the notion that were Iran to get one, that it would commit suicide by firing that one in the direction of Israel, that's mind-boggling. Okay, so what are the Israelis really afraid of? Well, I've been told recently that Israel, of course, depends so much on immigration, people coming in there and populating not only Israel, but the settlements that they're putting up on occupied land, occupied Palestinian land. Now, that has fallen off. Why? Well, because the settlers are a little afraid to come into Israel because of all this self-generated propaganda that Iran is a big threat. Once Israel starts losing more than it's getting as immigrants, then that truly sounds the death knell for the Israeli state. They're already threatened by the dynamics of population, and they just can't afford to have this kind of existential threat in that sense. And so they'd like to do this. And the big controlling factor, of course, Alex, is the fact that our president and vice president are only going to be around for 6 more months. Our president and our vice president have this special affinity, this passionate attachment, in George Washington's words, toward the state of Israel. And Olmert said it all after he talked to Bush on the 4th of June for an hour and a half. He said the president understands, and he knows how we need to destroy this threat, and he's assured me that before he leaves office, he'll take care of Iran. Now, that's
right. That's an amazing statement. I mean, that sounds a lot of finality there, sir.
Yeah, it's it's not like some commentator on Fox News. Although it does sound like some commentator on Fox News. This is the Prime Minister of Israel. Now, does that sound like a man who thinks Bush is full of bluff and bluster? I don't think so. And I think that Bush and Cheney both feel that they have this personal commitment they've made to Israel to get rid of the Iranian threat before they leave office. Now, were they to strike out militarily against Iran, there isn't a sane person in this country that thinks that we could escape unscathed or that it wouldn't be a disaster not only for us but for the state of Israel. The Iranians have all manner of ways to retaliate, and they're not a pushover like Iraq. And so the logic of the thing is, this is just bluff and bluster. But when you look, I think Alex had talked about this before. Intelligence analysts, they feed off all kinds of classified stuff, but the real meat and potatoes for our job are authoritative statements at the highest level, okay? And when Olmert says what he just said, and when what I'm about to tell you what Scowcroft said just a couple of years ago, then you'll understand a little bit better what I'm talking about in weighing the role of Israel's
plan. I want to talk about what will, the different breaks, different scenarios that could happen, when you think it's going to happen, if it does, then hopefully ways to turn it around. Then we'll look at Iraq, Afghanistan, and what's going to happen economically, bare minimum, if this strike takes place. Ray McGovern on the other side.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions.
It's
the day that we have allowed the citizens to ask despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Ray McGovern is my guest the rest of the hour. Your phone call is coming up later in the hour at 1-800-259-9231. You've gotten to the point of, yes, Brent Scrocoff. We've had Jimmy Carter come out. So many others trying to warn us. Please continue, sir.
Yes, Alex. The thing I'd like to repeat about Brent Scowcroft is simply this, that when you're looking for good sources in intelligence, you look for people who have been around for a while, people who have been on the inside, people who have contemporary information about what's going on. And the quintessential source in this respect was Brent Scowcroft when he was head of the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. Now, that's under the youthful president, the Bush II. Under Bush 1, he was the National Security Advisor. So he's a heavyweight fellow. He knows his way around. Now, in the middle of 2004, he saw fit to go to the Financial Times and say two things to them. He said, you should know, the American people should know, that Ariel Sharon, who was then the Israeli Prime Minister, has our president wrapped around his little finger. That Ariel Sharon has our president mesmerized. Those were Scowcroft's words. The next Monday, of course, he was canned from his job. But this was so atypical of Scowcroft that I scratched my head saying, why? Why would he do that? Why would he step out and say those things? And I can only, the explanation seems very simple. He thought it very important for the American people to know that this was an unbalanced president we had, that he has somehow been captivated by his Israeli, what he calls, allies, and that he's pretty much under their spell.
Do you think that's just being captivated, or do you think he's being blackmailed?
Well, it's kind of a fine line here. I think, don't think they have much to blackmail him on, but they do have Dick Cheney sitting right in there telling them what to do. It's very, very curious because Sharon was the person who escorted Governor George W. Bush when he was governor in Texas in 1999 on a trip by the Republican Jewish Committee. And they took him over Gaza and he took him over, helicopter over the West Bank and so forth. And he swashbuckling, testosterone oozing from every pore, Sharon really impressed the president. That's what the president would really like to be. And so he's, watch him when he's in Israel and Olmert is praising him. He turns into sort of like butter and jelly. He says, gosh, these people appreciate me. And he has undertaken, Olmert has said it, he has undertaken to make sure that the Israelis do not have to live with a nuclear weapon.
Now, Ron Paul's talking about, I'm sorry, sir, go ahead, you were about to say.
No, I was just going to say, the only break on this activity has not been in the Congress, or certainly not in the press, but on the part of the uniformed military service people.
That's what I was going to bring up, was Admiral Fallon. I mean, this wasn't some shrieking violent. Why is the brass saying no to the war in a huge exodus?
Well, they know better than anyone else that this would be a disaster, not only for Israel, not only for our country, but for the armed forces over which they hold command and which they care about very much to their credit. So Fallon, watching the way our policy is being devised, he spoke out and told people he knew it'd get to the press that we're not going to do Iran on my watch. And he adduced all kinds of reasons why it would be a crazy thing to do. He knew that would come out in the press. He was willing to accept the consequences. Why? Because he didn't want to be on the receiving end of an order from the likes of Dick Cheney and Elliot Abrams, which pretty much...
Why do the politicians throughout history do what Napoleon did what Hitler did, even though they were military men? I mean, they're constantly miscalculating. I'm no expert, but I can read what all the experts say. I can study history. I'm a student of history. I mean, I guarantee you we've already lost our good name. If we are sucked into premeditatedly attacking Iran and then say we're going to nuke them with mini nukes if they fight back, and then everybody knows we've got special ops in there staging events. I mean, we're definitely the bad guys here. There's no way to win this.
That's true. It was also true of Iraq. But, people who have watched this, wise people, people like Thomas Powers, who often writes for the New York Review of Books, he's got an article out in the July issue, and let me just read you a little thing he says at the end which really struck me. He says, the president's frustration is really evident. Saddam Hussein's gone, but Iran remains defiant and more powerful than ever. The president's male pride seems to have been aroused. He's going to solve this problem, and he doesn't want to back down. Look at his body language, says Powers. But does he have the power to carry out his threats? That's the $64 question.
And we know they're using the mentally unstable mental midget as a front for other interests. I want to talk about, when we get back from break, the power behind the throne. In fact, we're going to skip this break and talk behind the scenes right now with Ray McGovern.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Senior CIA analyst Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr. gave him their morning briefings. Highly respected in his field. Ray McGovern with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up here in about 10 minutes. 1-800-259-9231, specifically for Mr. McGovern. You can put your questions to him. Got several subjects here that we're going to be discussing. Mr. McGovern, right now, I mean, I remember a few months ago people were saying on the inside they're going to attack Iran. I'm like, they're discredited. They're, you know, Iran doesn't have weapons. They're 5-6 years away from it. Israel has hundreds of nukes. But they just don't care. They're going forward with it. I mean, does it, in your, I mean, you know, looking at this now, do you think they are intending to go ahead and hit them, whether the hair lips the admiral, just as you said, you know, in September or so, as a springboard for McCain?
Well, they're all set to do it, Alex. All they need is the execute order from, hopefully from Bush, but it probably will come from Cheney, through Gates, through the Joint Chiefs, and then out to the combatant commanders. It'll be different from Iraq. There'll be mostly air involved, Air Force, those folks who live out in those bases where the those stealth bombers take off from, keep a lookout and let us know if you see them leave their bases one night, because that's what will start this thing. So they're all set to go. The question is whether the uniformed service generals can do what they've been doing, and that's say, well, Mr. President, let us talk to you about this. We wish we had done this before Iraq, but this time we just want to make sure that you know what's going to happen on day three and on week two and what the Iranians are capable of and whether you really want to do this, Mr. President. Now, I've been thinking for a long time that that is the only deterrent to this kind of thing for several months. Cy Hirsch's article in The New Yorker, Thomas Power's article in the New York Review of Books, everybody's pretty much got a good beat on this now. Dana Priest in the Washington Post a year and a half ago said there could be a mutiny among the uniformed officers.
Now they've said that if Iran fights back in any way, that is called terrorism. Now, Iran has laid down while special ops and Wahhabi al-Qaeda forces have been attacking, blowing up mosques, shooting up police schools for years. And now the president's openly announcing a $400 million escalation. The Iranians are suing the United States for staging terror attacks. How can the White House be staging al-Qaeda attacks while saying that Iran is al-Qaeda when they're Shiite?
Well, Alex, how can the White House square any number of circles? The answer is that the what I call the fawning corporate media let them get away with it. And so the American people, busy as they are with two jobs, putting bread on the table, don't have time or opportunity to learn the truth. So, you know, McCain can foul up and talk about al-Qaeda when he means the Shias and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't really matter, because what they get is a steady diet of support for the administration from places like Fox News.
Well, as you said last week, Iran has been extremely restrained. Imagine if the U.S. was really being attacked by a foreign power. The foreign power announces, we got special forces in your country, trying to goad them, trying to make it be a political crisis in Iran. Their people are saying, why aren't you doing something? All of this is happening. I mean, what do you and what do other analysts see Iran doing? I mean, even if Iran does nothing, Bloomberg and other analysts are reporting 5,000 an ounce gold. Ron Paul saying a tripling in oil overnight. We're talking $12, $14 a gallon. I mean, this is going to be our ruination.
Well, it would cause a worldwide recession at least, and perhaps depression. What the Iranians are looking at are a bunch of feckless operators who have recruited the dregs among the minorities that populate the outlying areas of Iran. These are pinpricks. They're not going to make any difference other than to make the Iranian people more steadfast in resisting this kind of thing. The Iranians, of course, have a long history with the U.S., going back to 1953 when we removed their duly elected prime minister, Mossadegh, because he made that terrible mistake of thinking that the oil under Iranian sands belonged to Iran. Can you imagine? He thought that the oil in Iran belonged to the Iranians.
And it didn't matter if he was anti-communist and anti-Islamic extremist and trained in the West, he wouldn't give BP all the oil, so Anglo-American oil, so he had to be overthrown by Kermit Roosevelt.
Sure, and they remember that, and they also remember they remember that the U.S. supported Saddam Hussein when Hussein started a 9-year war against the Iranians. Do you know that the Iranians lost more people in that war than the U.S. lost in the combination of World War One, World War Two, the Korean War, and Vietnam?
It's over a million, isn't it, sir?
Yeah. And so, you know, they have this history with the United States. And to expect them to regard us with favor, given what we continue to do, is a pipe dream.
Also, didn't our government help train, the British help train Savak, who admittedly tortured to death and killed over 200,000 people?
Well, that was a real, yeah. Savak was the Shah's secret police, trained mostly by the British and the Israelis, actually, particularly in the torture techniques. And, you know, this is something that's worth mentioning. You know, when Khomeini came in, people were thinking, oh, wasn't he artful? Wasn't he smart? He had these little cassettes, you know. They'd make cassettes in Paris of his sermons, and that's what made the revolution. You know what made the revolution, Alex? Torture made the revolution. Everybody and his brother had an uncle or a brother or somebody that they knew who had been tortured by Savak. And as soon as the balloon went up, they all congregated and got that army the hell out of there. Khomeini came in, reaped the whirlwind, but it was torture that turned those people into a revolutionary mass.
So how dare the Iranians not love us after all we've done to them?
Well, I think that they hate us so much that I think they may be miscalculating here, because there are things that Ahmadinejad and others could avoid saying that would put them in a better situation diplomatically. And I dare say that they may be miscalculating, because like everyone else, they realize what a disaster it will be for the United States. Ergo, Cheney and Bush will not do it. Bad, bad ergo, huh? They did the same thing with respect to Iraq. The betting is that someone will tell Bush what a disaster this will be, and he won't do it. Well, Bush has not told anything that Cheney doesn't want to tell him. Bush doesn't read the newspapers. He admits that.
Well, Bush also says he believes in order out of chaos. He said it, and he thinks if he gets us in a big enough war, we'll gut up and have to win it. But now, since you bring that up, did you read the letter from one of the Council on Foreign Relations? He's the head of the Hart-Rubin Commission, Gary Hart, where he published it in the Huffington Post, and we interviewed him. We Are Change talked to him, and he said, yes, I'm saying in that letter, our government may stage terror events as a pretext. And he tells Iran in the letter, he says, you better do what we say. Don't you think because 80% of the American people don't want to attack you, we won't? Our government will stage events to come in. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, this dovetails with what Cy Hirsch says in his article in The New Yorker. He talks about a meeting that Cheney ran, and the whole subject of the meeting was how to stage a phony incident so that it could be used to start a war.
Say that again.
How to stage an incident that could be used as a casus belli, a reason for war.
And who was saying that?
This is Cy Hirsch quoting a high-level former intelligence official.
See, that's something I haven't seen. But then we have the White House memo where Bush is talking to Blair about staging events.
Yeah, it's it's one of the things they were contemplating before Iraq. They may do it. They may not. They may succeed in doing it. They may not. But this whole business in the Gulf is very volatile, because we've got more ships in there than you can shake a stick at. And, of course, the Iranians have hundreds of these little boats that can shoot a rocket and sink the ship with no problem at all. So, if the Iranians were smart, they would number all their little boats and ships and give a listing to the U.S. Navy and say, now, if you find a number that doesn't appear in this list, be aware, because this might be what we call a false flag thing, and see if those people are speaking Hebrew.
Good God. Let's get through a few other subjects here. Speaking of that, as we know, our own Army's report came out the day before 9/11, said Israel is capable of staging false flags and blaming it on countries to get us into wars. We have Israel's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, admitting Israel has fake, quote, al-Qaeda groups staging terror events to always snafu the peace process. We have all of this going on. We have all the suspicions and questions you've had about 9/11. Do you think that we're in greater danger than ever of some type of staged event?
Well, I think that's the way, if there's to be an attack on Iran, I think that's the way it will start. There will have to be some sort of a staged provocation. And as I tried to say a little while ago, it's eminently easy to do in the Gulf or elsewhere. The only problem is that it has to be big enough so that the Iranians will feel compelled to retaliate. Iranians are smarter than anyone thinks. They can take these pinpricks, and they can take these little assaults, and there's some real question as to whether the Iranians will rise to the occasion. So what I see happening is a provocation, and then the Israelis take off and they do what they did to Osirak back in 1981. We give them all the satellite photography, all the means of ingress and egress. They bomb the hell out of some of the Iranian nuclear facilities, and then as night follows the day, the Iranians will be required to retaliate. and we will jump in with both feet, that is, the United States will, and we'll have a major regional war there. We will try to bomb as many sites as we can with the thought that, you know, we can avoid a wider war just by doing this all from the air, put back the nuclear program 5 or 10 years, and then Bush will, and Cheney will slap each other in the back and say, well, we promised to Olmert and before him Sharon that we'd do it. We've finally done it. Let's go off into the sunset.
But there's no doubt, according to every analyst, financial, military, intelligence, that this will cause energy prices to at least double again, maybe triple, and that will sink the dollar, sink the economy. And a lot of you neocon listeners out there, you're talking about potential homelessness. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Yeah, and maybe a reason will prevail. Maybe someone will get to Bush and say, look, you know, Dick Cheney's away tonight, but we'd really like to talk to you about what's really going to happen if you do this. So there is some hope that it can be avoided. But right now they look like they're on that course, and with the help of the media and the aiding and abetting by Congress, suggesting things that Olmert originally suggested, the blockade, for example, these things are very disquieting. And unless, as you know, Alex, I think impeachment is the answer here. If John Conyers got off his rear end and started impeachment proceedings, then our uniform military would have the kind of encouragement to say, oh, wait a second now, this isn't about a danger to us or even Israel. This is something that the president's going to have cocked about.
Well, that's my next point. Mm-hmm. Is that Bush says that Congress can't see PDD 51, but the cover sheet says it basically makes him a dictator. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act says he's over the governors, the military, for insurrection. And then now I've talked to state police and others. They're being told now and given manuals, and we've seen them, that get ready, the president's going to be your leader. You owe allegiance to him. I mean, there's definitely even some darker things going on here.
That's a subject of great concern, yeah. And I guess I fall back on the notion, and maybe it comes from an antiquated idea of what the U.S. Army is all about. I was an Army officer, and it was drummed into us that we had to not only swear allegiance to the Constitution, but to act by it. And for the president to use the Army in domestic law enforcement capacity was verboten by law. It still is, as far as I know, the Posse Comitatus Act. And actually, one of the articles of impeachment that Dennis Kucinich has raised against the president is precisely because he has tried to violate that act.
Yeah.
So I think when push comes to shove, I hope anyway, that the uniformed military and perhaps even the governors who are supposed to have some sort of rule over the state police and the National Guard and that kind of thing will be able to thwart these clear attempts to...
Well, I agree. I think the bottom line here is that the country has a case of cancer, but we may be able to whip it. The problem is that this corrupt elite is in power, but the good news is they are being discredited. They are getting in a lot of trouble. They are running out of steam, but I think they're more dangerous than ever. You know, during this last gasp, but there's no doubt, and would you agree, Ray McGovern, that we're at one of the most dangerous points in American history?
Well, I've been around for 45 years in this town, and I've not seen the likes of it. Not Watergate, not Vietnam, not Iran-Contra, nothing like it, because the usual forces, Congress first and foremost, that discharge their constitutional obligations in all these other cases, they're not doing it now, both because of fear, both because of trying to make sure they win big in November, and also because of the Israel lobby, which is playing a very, very determinative role in all this.
Well, let's just call a spade a spade. Most people in Congress know 9/11 isn't what they were told. They know this is a deadly, dangerous elite in power right now, and most of them that aren't on the payroll are, like you said, are scared. I mean, I talk to people in power all the time, and people are scared. They know. And the public better realize that we are on the razor's edge here, folks. I mean, this is the difference between our name destroyed, our currency destroyed, and a bunch of nuts running things versus versus some type of Hitlerian reign of terror. And we're very close to that, and now is the time to get the word out like never before. We're going to come back and get into torture. You were talking to me during a break about, and we're going to keep talking through this break for folks behind the scenes watching, about torture. We have John Yoo testifying. Just, I watched some of it. Very arrogant, very proud of himself.
Yeah, you know, I hate to quote Shakespeare on lawyers, you know, but it wasn't a real bad idea that he had, you know, first get rid of all the lawyers. What I watched there was just an unconscionable performance. And what they missed is the most obvious, and I guess many lawyers do that. They talk about John Yoo and David Addington preparing these torture memoranda, but, you know, lawyers give advice. You know, lawyers don't implement things. Lawyers don't give orders. Who gives orders? The decider. And that's what we have here. And do we have a smoking gun? Well, the nation needs to know that, yes, indeed, we do have a smoking gun. It's dated February 7th.
Tell you what, stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes, but come back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Absolutely amazing. I was talking to Ray McGovern for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers behind the scenes about why are they torturing. And he said, well, it's to intimidate the public. It's not just to intimidate the world or get fake confessions. It's to let everybody know who is, you know, not a complete sociopath, that, hey, we mean business. We're dark. We're scary. We are the bad guys. Dick Cheney brags about the dark side. I mean, these guys are into darkness, but he brought up how Bush likes to blow living frogs up and torture animals and shoot his siblings. But then when he was 21, he wanted to brand pledges. And absolutely, I mean, you can just look at Bush. And I don't usually judge a book by its cover, but if I saw that guy in a suit and tie walking down the dark road, I mean, he's scary looking. That little demon face he makes, I mean, do we have no discernment? I mean, Ray McGovern is a CIA analyst looking at him, just looking at the mannerisms. He has what maybe one in a thousand have, that just criminal psycho look. Ray McGovern.
Well, Alex, we used to do in the analytic part of the agency what we called at-a-distance psychological assessments. We had psychologists and psychiatrists doing this with us. And Justin Frank, who has written that wonderful book, Bush on the Couch, is cooperating with us even now as we speak, and we're going to draft a new memorandum to comment on what makes Bush tick from a psychological point of view, because I think that's equally important to any other aspect here. You can talk geopolitics, but you have to look at the man and the kinds of things you were just mentioning. Let me just finish up. When he was 21 at Yale, okay, and this is the New York Times reporting this, okay, when he was 21, his job was to haze or to get the pledges into his fraternity or reject them. He used to take a wire hanger, okay, put it over an open fire, and sort of brand them on their buttocks, okay? Now, one of the pledges didn't much like this, and he found out who George W. Bush was. His dad was a big shot. He was at the UN, I think, at the time. And so he called the New York Times, and he said, you know, really ought to notice. This is psychopathic. So the Times called George W. Bush and said, is this right? Is that what you're doing? And you know what George W. Bush said? Well, yeah, but you know, the scars are nothing worse than, you know, cigarette burns. Nothing worse than cigarette burns.
Total disconnect with reality.
Now, Colleen Rowley, the FBI agent who made quite a name for herself by blowing the whistle on FBI ineptitude on 9/11, she's one of our veteran intelligence professionals for sanity, and she said, Ray, you know, if any of those things, the blowing up the frogs, the shooting your siblings with BB guns, the branding of pledges with white-hot coat hangers, if any of those came to our attention in the resume of somebody applying for employment with the FBI, it would throw it right into the circular file, because those people are pre-programmed to criminal activity later in life.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, you know, it's the same kind of thing. So these things are very important, and I hope that we'll be able to get something even more telling than we did.
Well, everybody knows that people that like to hurt animals are going to turn into psychopaths or criminals. I mean, that's just a 101.
Mm-hmm. So we had these people recruited, these lawyers, and we saw them in action last week when they testified before the, or dissimulated before the John Conyers Commission. You know, as I looked at them, you know, I said, well, there you go. That's the full circle. These are the mafia lawyers.
And they said Bush is the law.
Sure. Now, Alex, I'm from the Bronx, you know, and we know about the mafia. I also lived in New Jersey, and we know about the mafia there, too. And I'm reminded of what General Taguba, you know, the only one that did a decent investigation of Abu Ghraib, I'm reminded of what he told Cy Hirsch. After the investigation was completed, and he actually did an honest one, he finds himself in the back of a Mercedes with General Abizaid in Kuwait.
Stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute with Ray McGovern on just an amazing interview. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dirt.